express trusts under the common law. The most adequate definition of the express trust is to be understood from the earlier case law, which has been eloquently summed up and restated into a clear, concise definition by Alfred D. Chandler, Esquire, in a report submitted to the tax commissioners of Massachusetts on unincorporated associations. His study was conducted as part of a legislative investigation into their economic effect on the state in 1911. In the first part of the report, at pages 6 and 7, he offers the following definition. Express trusts put the legal estate entirely in one or more persons, while others have a beneficial interest in and out of same, but are neither partners nor agents. This simple, adequate, common law right, any person or group of persons sui juris may exercise, the trustees issuing certificates of beneficial and capital interest divided into shares, as well as issuing bonds and other obligations, as freely as they open a bank account, have a passbook, and draw and circulate checks, or make whatever contractual relations are allowed to persons as a natural right. Italics emphasis supplied in original, bold emphasis and bracket information added. What becomes clear from this definition is that the express trust is not merely a property interest held by one for the benefit of another like any basic trust. Rather, it is a trust created by private contract for the holding of a divisible property interest wherein the trustee is empowered by the settlor to do for a beneficiary of his, the trustees, choosing whatever he may do for himself as an individual sui juris. What has been created here is a trust organization, lawfully, by natural right. As a general proposition, it may be asserted that one who creates a trust may mold it into whatever form he pleases, and that whatever one may lawfully do himself he may authorize another to do for him. Doing so requires no benefit, privilege or franchise from any government or other outside party, and, therefore the parties own no duty to any government or other outside party to the extent that no common law criminal or civil wrong is the purpose of the contract. When done properly, the trust is afforded all the common law protections ordinarily given to private contracts, particularly the obligation of them. Now, the question is whether the parties to the contract are truly acting sui juris, that is, of their pure, unadulterated common law, natural, rights, because if the parties import or associate benefits which grant an outside party a vested interest in the proposed contract, then the contract has acquired a third party overseer, intervener. Footnote 8. Sui juris defined. Of his own right. Dot. Not under any legal disability, or the power of another or guardianship. Having capacity to manage one's own affairs, not under a legal disability to act for one's self. Footnote 13. In Bury v. McCourt, 1965, the court held that the express trust is a contractual relationship based on trust form, and in Smith v. Morse, it was held that any law or procedure in its operation denying or obstructing contract rights impairs the contractual obligation and is, therefore, violative of Article I, Section 10 of the Constitution. Because the express trust is created by the exercise of the natural right to contract, which cannot be abridged, the agreement, when executed, becomes protected under federally enforceable right of contract law and not under laws passed by any of the several state legislatures. In Elliott v. Dot Freeman, 1911, the court made it clear that the express trust is not subject to legislative control. It went further to acknowledge the rightwise stance of the United States Supreme Court that the trust relationship comes under the realm of equity, based upon the common law right of contract, and is not subject to legislative restrictions as are corporations and other organizations created by legislative authority. To clarify the equity and common law distinctions, the basis for express trusts under the common law in this instance, is not that such organizations are creatures of common law, as distinguished from equity, but that they are created under the common law of contracts and do not depend upon any statute. The legal definition of persons. In general usage, a human being by statute, however, the term can include firms, labor organizations, partnerships, associations, corporations, legal representatives, trustees, trustees in bankruptcy, or receivers.